天路导向，约瑟夫牧师英语主讲，安详中文翻译。
人生方向有许多选择，但这儿有一条天路，导向天上光明处，来与我们同行吧。
收音机前亲爱的好朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，真儿给您请安了，欢迎您今天步入我们的天路导向。从上一次的信息开始呢，我们就已经进入了新的一系列信息，叫做故事的精髓。哇，如果你时常在收音机前陪伴真儿的话呢，你就知道最近约瑟夫牧师有一系列的精彩故事要和我们分享呢。上一次呢，约瑟夫牧师他针对耶稣基督所说的麦子和稗子的比喻为我们进行了讲解。那么我相信很多很多的弟兄姐妹都会问，为什么要允许这个稗子生存在麦子的这个和田里面呢？为什么这世上除了真善美以外还有这么多的假丑恶呢？为什么我们有生命还要有死亡呢？为什么神会允许这世上存在这么多可怕、邪恶的、暴力的、丑陋的东西呢？这些问题以前也曾经折磨过真儿。但是呢，我最近在看罗马书的时候，神的灵启示我，其实如果这个世界上完全不存在一个选择的话，我的意思是说，如果这个世上完全没有一个选择的空间，就是一切都是美好的，无论你做什么都是美好的，完全没有丑恶的话，我们也就不知道什么是真正的美好、真正的高尚、真正的品质了。一个人如果毫无意识地去行善，那他根本不知道他所做的是善的。那这个时候我们知道，原来神他允许我们有自由选择的意志，也就是我们可以选择做顺从他的儿女，我们可以选择美好的事物，我们也可以有这个能力来选择做一个高尚的人。所以这就是为什么在麦子的和田里面也要有稗子，因为神他允许我们每一个人都可以曾经有过失败，曾经有过软弱，曾经犯罪跌倒，但是因着耶稣基督的恩典，可以使我们重新成为麦子，成为一个有用的器皿，成为一个有生命的人。那么今天约瑟夫牧师他会继续来为我们讲解这个比喻的信息。那我盼望在接下来的30分钟的时间里面呢，您可以守候在收音机旁，不要走开，和真儿一起来度过这短短的30分钟。那么在信息完了以后呢，真儿为您预备了一首非常好听的诗歌，现在呢要先卖个关子，你不要走开，到时候你就知道真儿送给你的是什么了。好的，我们一起先来听听约瑟夫牧师今天带给我们什么美好的信息。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is a joy and a delight for us to know that you are tuning in to listen to this program.
我们很高兴你按时收听我们的节目。
We have begun to talk about a series of messages entitled The Point of the Story.
我们正在进行新系列的信息，叫做故事的精髓。
And we began from Matthew chapter 13.
从马太福音13章中。
And we talked about the parable of the wheat and the tare.
我们谈到了关于麦子和稗子的比喻。
In the last broadcast, we told you that we're going to discuss what it is the wheat, which is a good seed, what it means in the parable.
上次节目里我们已经预报了，我们要来看看麦子在比喻中预表着什么。
So let us first review.
所以我们先来复习一下。
Whenever Jesus told a parable or a story, each story has a specific point that Jesus wanted to make.
每次当耶稣讲故事或说比喻的时候，他总是要阐明一个重点或精髓。
And that is why we are calling this series The Point of the Story.
这就是为什么我们会称这个系列做故事的精髓。
Last time, I also divided the story into 5 sections.
上次节目里我把故事分为五部分。
First,
第一,
the field which we learned meant the world.
田地,我们知道它代表这个世界。
Second,
第二,
the two sowers, Jesus is the owner of the field and Satan is the enemy.
两个撒种人,耶稣是农场主,而撒旦是敌人。
Now we have the final 3 sections.
现在我们要来看剩下的三部分。
Number 3,
第三,
the two crops.
两种作物。
Number 4,
第四,
the two questions.
两个问题。
And number 5,
第五,
the two harvests.
两种收成。
Last time we started discussing the two crops.
上一次我们刚好开始讨论两种作物。
The Son of God sows wheat in the fields.
神子播撒麦子。
And his enemy comes in and sows look-alike wheat, but it is weed.
但他的敌人却来偷撒貌似麦子的败子。
This weed has no value.
这败子毫无价值。
But Satan does not only sow his false seed out of pure malice.
而撒旦这样做不仅仅出于单纯的恶毒。
But he also sows his false seed as a form of revenge.
还是因为他想要报复。
Which brings us back to the wheat or the good seed.
让我们再来看看麦子，也就是好种子。
In the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, the seed was the word of God.
在马太福音十三章撒种的比喻里，麦子代表着神的话语。
Here in this parable,
在这个比喻中，
The wheat or the good seed is the product of that precious word.
麦子或好种子乃是这宝贵话语的产物。
When the word of God is received and understood and obeyed,
当神的话语被接受、理解并遵行时，
The word of God produces the children of the kingdom who are good wheat.
好麦子也就是神国的子民就诞生了。
My listening friends, I want you to listen to me very carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细地听我说。
This is very important as we apply this story in our lives.
这对我们把故事和我们的生命结合起来是至关重要的。
The Lord has a purpose.
主有一个目的。
And it is the Lord's purpose to sow his redeemed ones into this world of sin, sorrow, and suffering.
他把得救的人撒入这个充满罪恶、忧伤、苦难的世界是有目的的。
Someone may ask, why does God allow this?
有人会问，为什么神要这么做呢？
Why would he not make these things look different so we can tell the difference at a glance?
为什么他不把好坏的区别让我们一眼就看出来呢？
I want to tell you why.
我来告诉你为什么。
It is so that we may bear fruit.
这样做是为要叫我们结果子。
It is that we may bear witness in the midst of the weed.
是为要叫我们在败子中间做他的见证。
So that we may be a light in its darkness.
我们就如同黑暗中的明光。
And if you are unhappy and complaining about where you are planted, I want you to remember this.
如果你对自己被种之地不高兴、不满意的话，请你记着。
You did not plant yourself where you are.
你不是栽种的人。
Unless where you are is the result of sin.
除非你的境况是罪的结果。
God planted you there.
否则就是神把你放在那里的。
The sower has planted you there for a purpose.
撒种人把你放在那儿是有目的的。
The sower has planted you there for a reason.
是有理由的。
My advice to you is to find out why you are planted where you are planted.
我建议你找出你被放在那儿的理由。
Whatever corner of the field you find yourself sown, Jesus has planted you there.
无论你被撒在哪个角落，是耶稣把你种在那里的。
Why?
为什么？
In order that you may bear much fruit.
是为要叫你多结果子。
And that brings me to the fourth section, which is the two questions.
这就到了我们的第四点，两个问题。
The servants of the landlord asked him two general questions.
雇工问主人两个问题。
Question number one.
第一个问题。
Sir, did you not sow good seed in the field? Where did the weed come from?
主人，你岂非撒下好种在田里吗？败子又是从哪儿来的呢？
Question number two.
第二个问题。
Do you want us to go down to the field and pull out the weed?
你要我们下到田里去拔那些败子吗？
In asking these two questions, the servants are raising the age-old questions that people are forever asking.
这两个问题正是人类自古以来就在问的。
Why was the serpent allowed to enter into the Garden of Eden?
为什么神要允许蛇进入伊甸园呢？
Why was Judas permitted to be counted among the 12?
为什么神要让犹大列身十二门徒之一呢？
Why was the early church about to be wrecked by false brethren?
为什么早期的教会差一点就被假弟兄破坏了呢？
Why does God allow sin and sorrow to exist in the world today?
为什么神会允许罪恶和痛苦存留在世上呢？
I can give you all the standard answers, but I will make it simple.
我会给你所有的标准答案，但我会尽量简化。
If you are a weed, you are going to continue to ask these questions.
如果你是一颗败子，你就会不断地问这些问题。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because if you are a wheat and not a weed,You would have understood the power of God that is available to you to triumph over the weed of Satan in this world.
因为如果你是麦子，你就会明白神的大能会带领你胜过撒旦在世上的败子。
The servants were anxious to get down to business and clean up and pull out these evil weeds.
雇工们急于拔出可恶的败子，清理门户。
That is natural.
这是很自然的。
That's what I want to do.
我也想这么做呀。
I want to pull evil weeds out of the world.
我也想除掉世上的渣滓。
But the wise landlord says no.
但聪明的主人却说不要。
Here is what Jesus said.
这是耶稣说的。
Let them both grow.
他说让他俩一起长。
Let both good and evil exist together.
让美好与邪恶并存。
Let my children live in the midst of Satan's children.
让我的孩子和撒旦的孩子一同成长。
Let my people shine in the midst of darkness.
让我们的子民在黑暗中发光。
Let my own stand tall among the weeds.
让属于我的鹤立鸡群。
Let my children be a rebuke and a testimony to Satan's act of wickedness in order to gather evidence for the day of judgment.
让我的儿女成为撒旦罪行的控词和见证，可以作为将来审判台前的罪状。
And when the time of separation comes,
当分辨的时候到了，
My angels and not men will do the separation.
不是人，乃是我的天使会来分辨二者。
Jesus' angels will do the judging.
耶稣的使者会来判断。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because our judgment, even at best, is flawed.
因为我们的判断，即便是最好的，也是不完全的。
And this brings me to the fifth and the last part of this story.
这就带出了我的第五点，也就是故事的最后一部分。
The two harvests.
两种收成。
In Matthew 13:41,
马太福音十三章四十一节
，Jesus said,
耶稣说。
The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil.
人子要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从他国里挑出来。
These angels will be able to distinguish between wheat and weed.
这些天使知道怎样分辨麦子和稗子。
They will not make a mistake.
他们不会犯错。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
No one is going to end up in hell by mistake.
没有人会被错误地扔下地狱。
And no one in hell is going to say, I got a bad deal.
没有人会在地狱里说，我真倒霉。
Or, this is not fair.
或是，这不公平啊。
No.
不会的。
They will know that they are there because they got themselves there.
他们会知道之所以在那儿是自作自受。
The angels are going to distinguish between the wheat and the weeds.
天使会来分辨麦子和稗子。
First,
第一，
they will gather the weeds and bind them up in bundles and burn them.
他们会将稗子薅出来，捆好后用火烧了。
And then gather up the wheat and put them in the barn.
然后又把麦子捆好，积蓄在仓里。
But I want you to watch and see how the angels quickly gather up the weeds and bundle them together.
但我想特别请你注意，天使是怎样快快地捡出稗子，捆好他们的。
Because religion is not just believing in God.
因为信仰并不仅仅是相信上帝。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
After the gathering and the bundling of the weeds, then comes the destruction of fire.
挑好了稗子就要用火来烧尽。
God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world.
神已经定好了一个日子要来审判世界。
The entire course of human history has been set toward the day of judgment.
整个人类历史都要在审判的那个日子结束。
In the book of Revelation chapter 16 verse 14,
在启示录十六章十四节里，
It said that the final judgment of all of the wicked will take place at the great white throne.
讲到在白色大宝座前的最后大审判。
So what is the weed then?
在那个时候，稗子是谁呢？
The weed symbolizes all of the lost souls who have been deceived by Satan.
稗子就预表了那些被撒旦欺骗的人。
It's going to be a swift operation.
这里有个很大的转折。
Please listen very carefully.
请仔细听我说。
The furnace of fire and the wailing and the gnashing of teeth all describe the horrors of hell.
燃烧的烈火，哀哭切齿，都是拿来形容地狱的可怕的。
The furnace denotes the fierceness of the torment.
烈火表现了残酷的折磨。
The wailing symbolizes the anguish in which these people will be.
哀哭体现了极点的痛苦。
And the gnashing of teeth is a graphic way to describe the state of despair in which they will find themselves.
切齿形象地描述了他们的绝望。
My listening friends, please pay very close attention.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听着。
I want to talk to you who are wheat just for a moment.
如果你是一粒麦子，我想跟你谈谈。
To those of you who know the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to tell you this.
如果你认识耶稣基督，我想要告诉你。
If you understand the point of this story, it ought to radicalize your prayer life.
如果你明白故事的精髓，它就会对你的祷告生活有至关重要的影响。
It should radicalize your ministry and your witnessing.
甚至是你的侍奉和见证。
Why?
为什么？
Because that's what awaits those who have rejected the Christ of God.
因为这就是那些拒绝神子的人所要面临的。
But what a different harvest awaits the wheat or those who are in Christ Jesus.
然而在基督里的人却有全然不同的光景。
When Jesus returns, he will gather all of the wheat from the fields of his world.
当耶稣再来时，他会聚集所有的麦子。
From every tribe and every nation and every tongue.
不分民族、国界、语言。
He will gather them together.
他会聚集他们。
What a glorious gathering of the ransom that is going to be.
这是一个多么荣耀的盛会啊。
Let me now speak to those who are weeds in this story.
如果你是故事里的稗子。
those who have never surrendered their life to Jesus Christ.
你还没有把生命交给主耶稣。
It is not too late for you to come to Christ today.
今天回到他面前还不迟。
It is not too late for you to go from being a weed of Satan to becoming the wheat of Christ.
你从撒旦的败子变为基督的麦子还不迟。
Will you come to him before it's too late?
你要趁还来得及的时候回到他面前吗？
Every grain of wheat who is hearing my voice today was once a weed.
今天听到我信息的每一粒麦子曾经都是一粒败子。
I was a terrible weed until one day in 1964 when I surrendered my life to Christ and I became a wheat.
我以前是一粒可怕的败子，一直到1964年的一天，我把生命交给了基督，我才成为了一粒麦子。
Sinners can be made saints.
罪人也可以成为圣人。
Lost can be found.
失丧的可以被寻回。
Children of the devil can become children of the king.
魔鬼的孩子可以变为万王之王的儿女。
The Bible said,
圣经说，
Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
今天凡有听见的就不可再硬着心。
You may never have an opportunity to do this again.
你也许再也没有机会了。
Because in the day of judgment, it will be too late.
因为等到审判的日子就太迟了。
God is welcoming you today.
神今天在迎接你。
God is waiting for you today.
神今天在等候你。
God is speaking to you today.
神今天在呼唤你。
Will you come to him today?
今天你会来到他面前吗？
I pray that you will.
我期盼你会。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次再会。
他为我开路，当我走到路尽头，他的座位虽难测度，他必为我开道路，他是我的主，领我走过死荫谷，慈爱与能力在每一天，他必开道路，他必开道路，他为我开路，他的座位虽难测度，他必为我开道路，他是我的主，领我走过死荫谷，慈爱与能力在每一天，他必开道路，他必开道路，沙漠中他开江河，天地将要废去，他的话语却长存，他今日要成就大事， 避开道路，他避开道路。
是的，我亲爱的好朋友，您现在收听的是《天路导向》，我是林真儿。刚刚这首非常好听的诗歌叫做《神要开道路》，是真儿我特地送给大家的。我非常的喜欢这首诗歌，它歌词中这样写道：神要开道路，在旷野无路之处，虽未看见，他已看顾，神要为我开道路，他是我引导，令我靠近他怀抱，爱和力量日日帮助，他要开道路，他必在旷野里开道路引领我，在沙漠中开江河供应我，天地将要废去，他的话语永长存，在今日他要做新事。我为什么会非常喜欢这首诗歌呢？因为我觉得在人看来，很多时候我们都是无路可走了，无路可逃了，这个时候神就为我们开道路，他是我们的避难所。那么在刚刚开始的时候呢，真儿已经和大家讲了，这世上充满了黑暗，充满了痛苦，充满了罪恶，那我们要怎么样才能选择走这一条光明但是却又狭窄的十字架窄路呢？没有关系，神他亲自为我们铺了这条路，因为耶稣基督说他就是道路、真理、生命。如果今天您的生命还是一粒败子的生命，那今天就是你悔改回到神面前的时候。如果我们原本是一粒麦子，但是我们却被挤住了，我们的生命没有办法结实的话，那今天真儿鼓励你再次回到神的面前，求神来用我们的生命。当然了，真儿也为您预备了一份小小的礼物，就是一本中英对照的小册子，叫做《找寻渴求已久的喜乐》（Finding the Joy You've Always Wanted）。你只要写信到天路导向给林真儿收就可以了。我的林是双木林，真是真理的真，儿是孩儿的儿。林真儿在天路导向每个周末等着您，愿神赐福给您和您的全家人。下次再会喽，拜拜。